Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
you
one?
You, we
are. I'm ready.
Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. Let's just go everywhere, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Keep it going, Jeff. You got a new verse?
I got a surprise. I was talking to somebody, and you're all going to die.
Oh, man. Welcome to Uncensored Radio. We are your guiltiest pleasure. We have obviously got an amazing show planned for you tonight because he's got a surprise. You're all going to die. So I can't wait to hear what that is, but we're going to make you wait a little bit. Right, Jeffrey? We're going to have to wait a little bit. So I know the last time we were on, Jeffrey did give a huge surprise, a very huge surprise. We can announce that one again because that's the cat's already out the bag on that one. Do you want to tell him, Jeff? Do you want to remind them of the things we got planned for next week?
Yeah, so Wednesday, April, let's see.
It's Wednesday,
second, third. Yeah, the third. The third. April 3rd, David Yost is coming back on the show to be a special guest host with us. We're going to be talking about the whole gay marriage stuff that's been going on, and we're going to get his opinion. He's going to be with us the whole hour as a co-host. So, forewarning, I'm sorry, but we're not going to be taking any Power Ranger questions. It's going to be strictly on topic. You know, like he came on, he did his hour.
Yeah, and you know what, I will say this. It's too serious of a topic for us to talk about anything other than gay marriage because it's such a hot button topic. We want people who are for gay marriage, people who are against it. We want everyone to call in. We want everyone to speak their mind. We want to have a healthy, heated debate because I know it's going to get heated. People are very passionate about this. So there's no reason for us to talk about Power Rangers. We'll have him on another day, and we'll talk about that when that's the time to talk about that. We don't want to disrespect something that's so passionate for a lot of people.
Right.
Carry on, Jeffrey.
That's right. So, and then, you know, Tuesday, we have Holly Channel coming on, or Holly Channel, I can't remember, but she'll tell us when she gets here. She, if any of you watched the Rosie show, you remember her. She was a girl. She was just sitting in the audience. She was animated. And Rosie plucked her out of the audience. She had just lost her job and made her announcer for the show. So she's going to come on for a little bit on Tuesday. We're going to chat with her, get all the gossip, and find out how bad it really was behind
yeah,
the scenes of Rosie.
Yeah, because I want to know what happened. I want to know what happened when Queen Oprah came down and said, "You are fired." She pulled a Jeffrey and fired somebody.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on. And then Wednesday will be David Yost. And then Thursday we have Michael Stern, you know, the number one fan of Lucy. He wrote the book, Life's a Ball. So I can't wait to have him on. So that's going to be Thursday. And then the following week on Wednesday, Miss Catherine Sutherland is back, and she is going to be co-hosting with us for the whole hour. So it's going to be exciting.
Yes, I can't wait. It is like amazing. Amazing week. Like I said, people are coming back on the show to co-host, to talk about different topics. You know, it's just going to be so interesting. You're really going to get to know your favorite stars. You know what they think, know what they feel about certain subjects. It's just going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
That's
so
right.
You know, it has been a crazy week. We have been up, down, all around, and I have to give a shout-out to my sister, who is a champion. As you all know, earlier in the week, she had to have emergency surgery, and we've all kind of been holding our breath all week because, you know, they give you all the worst-case scenarios, and, of course, we were waiting to make sure she had some tumors in her stomach removed, and we were just praying that they were not cancerous. But there was a chance, and we were all, you know, basically in a standstill for about a week. But we got the news today. She has no cancer. She is, you know, going to be healthy. It's going to take her quite a few weeks to get, you know, back to her old self because she had major surgery. But hey, we'll take that. We'll take it. I will.
That's
if
right.
I was Odessa right now, I'd be making her soup.
Aww.
Yay! She's doing
a
phenomenal job.
Such a blessing.
She's going home, and it's just great. That was the best news I've gotten in a minute. Like, I get great news all the time, but this is different kinds of news. It's important news.
Girl, I don't know where you're getting great news.
You get great news. You give me great news all the time. You keep me entertained, Jeffrey.
Bitch, that's because I'm about to be a fireman.
Yeah, if you guys don't already know, Jeffrey is a volunteer firefighter.
No, bitch, I'm trying to be paid. I'm really not a volunteer firefighter. Don't get it twisted, because my fat ass is too lazy to put out fires. But I really do, though. Like, it never stops. Behind the scenes on this show really would be a hit TV show. It really, really, mm-hmm. really, really would. Constantly putting out fires. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Because you know what it is. When we've expanded so much. You guys know we have Chick Chat. You know we have No Rules, Just Mike. You know we have, what is Ethan's title of this show? It's so funny. I always forget it.
Title Pending.
Title Pending. Like, that is the funniest. I always want to say no title. And then I'm like, that's not it. That's not it. No. Okay, what is it? Title Pending. We've got the Jake Petlin Show. We've got, gosh, is there any more of them? We've got a new show that's being developed as we speak. We've got Ask Mama. We've got, gosh, so many. Two new shows.
Whips
that are being
on air.
Developed. Yes. Long story short, with all those hosts and all those personalities, you know it's a drama. You know it is. Mm-hmm. It's drama.
And I tell you the truth, Karen Ashley is the worst one. This bitch is forever giving me grief. She is going to give me gray hair before my years is up. I'm telling you. Biggest drama starter of them all. And what's funny is, you know, the Libra in me.
I would take, like, really big pride in that. You're
a Libra? Yeah. Hello. Where have you been? And the Libra in me loves putting out the fires, you know, because I can see both sides. I know. Bitch, we've had this conversation. See, you don't remember shit. You need to get some ginkgo biloba. You're worse than me. Just as bad as me.
I was thinking you were Virgo. Okay. The Libra and you want to put out the fire. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, because I like to have balance and harmony. Go figure. But the homo in me likes to be the one to start the fires. And I don't ever get to start the damn fires because I'm too busy putting them out. It's a son of a bitch.
I think that's our plan, though. Because we think if we like, calm things down, then you would start, like, major trouble. Anytime you've ever got into it with somebody on this show, it's been bad. So we were trying to keep you occupied.
I know, which is true because, okay, so I'm going to give you the big scoop. You're all, but I need everybody in the chat room to sit down. So, you know, left to my own devices, I sometimes get a little bored. And what happened was...
Can I, like, preset what? The story? Can I preset the preset? Okay, the preset to the preset was that I had hosted a show, and, of course, I stayed up till, like, 2 in the morning. I had to get up at 6 in the morning because I had four photo shoots, actually. And so I was done by 3 o'clock, but I was exhausted, like, exhausted. 4 clients. Exhausted, which 2 of which were Catherine Sutherland's kids. Oh, my God. They are so freaking cute. Oh, my God. I can't even. But anyway. So I'm asleep. I'm taking a nap. And guess what this fool does while I'm napping? Go.
Okay. Well, in all fairness, I want to just say both nights this week, this bitch is always on my ass, riding it like a son of a bitch. Like, bitch! And she, twice this week, 10 minutes before the show. Yeah, so, by the way, that's all her, just saying. So,
it was a bad week for me, guys, sorry.
Yeah.
Bad week for me.
Yeah, and I've got a house full downstairs, but I'm here, just saying.
I'll take the asshole card, I will take it.
No, it's okay, because normally it's me being like, whatever. Oh, shit, I need the Mitch again. I'm trying to install Photoshop at the same time because, you know, I got to multitask here. Mama got to make that money. So,
yes.
Okay, so we I got bored of my own devices, and I'm going through because, you know, you guys have listened for the show forever, and we actually have some great past shows. So I was going through, like, listening to way older episodes from, like, when we were unscripted, when Lord Voldemort was on or whatever, and I pulled a few, and I was actually laughing out loud. Like, I was like, we really can be really funny sometimes. Like, we some funny bitches.
We're funny to ourselves.
Yeah.
We cry for ourselves up.
So, but it made me, you know, like, I was listening to Lord Voldemort, and I was like, I wonder if that bitch would answer his phone if I call him. So I called him.
The love we have. Oh, sorry.
so I called him. He didn't answer, and I texted him a few times, and he didn't answer. So then tonight, I'm like,
I love to know what was in those texts. You never told me.
Yes. No. And then I was making dinner tonight, and he texted me back. So we texted a few times, and then we talked on the phone for like an hour.
Okay, so tell the people who have never listened who Lord Voldemort is, what happened, and how long has it been since you two have not talked. They need to know the backstory because we've got a lot of new listeners.
Yeah, so Lord Voldemort is Mike. He was the kid that I started the show with. You know, I called him up one day and was like, I have this idea for a show. Let's do it. And I kind of dragged him into this with me and forced him to do it. And things kind of fell apart, and he was too stressed out. Things didn't work out. Right before we went to shoot the reality show in L.A., he kind of bailed, and it got really ugly between us. So we haven't talked since August. And we've known each other since, like, kindergarten. So, but, I mean, we've gone through whatever times before. It is what it is. So, yeah. So we just kind of talked, and it was fine, you know, it was kind of like no time had passed, which is usually how we do, and it just was that. So, I mean, it's not crazy, but like just the fact that we talked, you know, it's kind of big. Yeah,
it's,
and you know,
huge.
I know everybody's dying because Lord knows after he left, we talked about that Swigs guy a lot, so I did get a little scoop on that, and I'll share that with y'all because I'm that type of bitch.
You are so going to be like... if he's cool with you, after he hears the show, he's going to be pissed at you again.
Why? I'm not saying I'm bad. No, because I was like, the first thing I asked him was, so, are you dating Swigs? Because I wanted to know. Well, come to find out, apparently, because, you know, this kid was a fan, and he stopped listening to the show, created all kinds of drama, like, went through all of us, like, it's nuts. So, this kid's batshit crazy. So, apparently, he listened to the show a couple months after Mike left, or a month after he left, or whatever, and found out Mike left. So apparently he emailed him, pissed off that Mike didn't tell him he left the show. So Mike's like, I realized that the show wasn't our problem. He was our problem. So needless to say, they emailed back, I guess, back and forth a few times, and like Mike was just like, I was done with it. Like, dude was nuts. I'm like, I told you, bitch. I told you.
We all told him. But we got the boot.
Mm-hmm.
We got the short end of that friendship stick. I'm just saying, like, you really have to be careful. Like, so this is my thing. This is what always blows my mind with friends, with people. If everybody in your life is telling you this situation is bad, it's no good, let it go, why do people always think that the whole world is against them? 9 out of 10, the whole world isn't against you.
Yeah, but it wasn't just him. Like, I mean, this is across the board. How many times have we talked about people on this show that it's like, if there's the majority of the people you know are telling you the same thing, it's not them, it's you.
Right.
You know, and I think Mike just
didn't. Like, I
just didn't know
it. Because maybe you guys are friends, and maybe he's like, but like, I was telling him, Katrina was telling him, James was telling him. I mean, every single person was telling him. And he just didn't want to listen. Like, it was bad from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was interesting. Needless to say, as the two-year mark comes up, we shall see if we get any visitors from our past co-hosts, which there have been a lot, and most of them have left on not good terms. So, it'll be interesting to see if Michael 1 and 2 show up, Christina, Allie, she didn't even show up for the year anniversary. Well, Lord knows Madison's attention-loving ass will be here.
Madison is my favorite tape. So, I mean, it's like, Madison can do no wrong in my book.
Yeah, it's just, so it's nuts. It was an interesting conversation. You know, we didn't really get into anything. But, you know, it was fine. Like, it was like no time passed, and we just kind of gossiped. I don't know.
Yeah. See, this is the thing, though. Like, if I were in your shoes, I don't know how you feel about it. I know you, so I kind of can assume how you feel about it. But for me, I mean, was there any speak of, like, an apology or any kind of, like, let's just push this behind us? Because at that point, if you can talk as if nothing has gone on, and you just know, like, I've had situations with friends where our friendship's taken horrible turns or horrible nosedives, and then time has passed, we run into each other, and, like, this is some, like, I can speak on this in the sense of, like, you know, when I was in crush, like, that kind of happened, same thing. And so much time had passed that I felt like I didn't even care. Because at the end of the day, my life went on, my life prospered. Nothing that was ever done against me or that upset me back then ever really made a significant difference in my life. It never did. Other than losing a friendship and me kind of going through that, like, just opening my eyes to how you just got to treat certain people a certain way and you got to put your foot down. Like, if anything, it showed me that I needed to speak up for myself, because back then I was very, like, accommodating. I didn't ever take up for myself. After that situation, I was like, never again, ever, ever, ever again, you know. Now I'm outspoken and no one can shut my ass up. But I, you know, I don't know that I ever would have turned that corner if I wouldn't have had so much heartbreak. And, like, it was very detrimental. I mean, there was a record deal at stake, and that fell apart because of the dissension in our friendship.
Right. Like, well, you know, I mean, him and I have never, like, usually, like, you know, when issues arise, like, we just never dealt with it. We just kind of moved on and just let it be whatever it was, you know. But, I mean, it is very difficult for me because it was a very hard thing. And I did tell him, you know, like, going to do the shoot in L.A. was very difficult for me because I felt like he should have been there. You know, and continuing with the show in the beginning was difficult because it's something we started together. You know, like, it was kind of on the thing, something like we always wanted to do, but at the end of the day, it just kind of was too much for him. You know, it was too hard.
Like, it literally was a divorce. Like,
and it was a lot. Like, and he did, you know, in fairness, he did a lot of work, but the same time, like, he didn't realize what the rest of us were doing. And, you know, it was just difficult because he felt that I was the villain. Which wasn't the case. Like, you know, like, I always kind of defended him, and I don't even think he knew that. You know, and I don't think he even still knows that I kind of always defended him behind the scenes when everybody else was mad, you know, and he just always kind of thought that I was probably trying to.
You straight up were firefighter of the year when it comes to that, because there were many times that Katrina and I were like, what the fuck? And you were like, No, you don't understand, this and this, he's going to be okay, blah, blah, blah. And we were just like, why are we doing this? Like, why are we going down this bumpy road when somebody obviously doesn't want to be here? Like, they don't want to be here. They're doing things that show us that they don't want to be here. And you took up for him. So, yeah, I would hope at some point you guys would have a deeper conversation and you could, you know.
Probably not, because that's not how we roll, but we'll see. You never know. But, I mean... It is what it is. It's been interesting.
It is what it is.
So we'll see what happens in May if somebody makes a surprise guest appearance. And the sad thing is, you know, like, listening to old shows, and you and I were talking, like, he was funny, like, and it was a great pairing, you know. It's just a shame that it didn't work out and it went the way it did. But, you know, it was kind of, it was great, but it is what it is.
I will always give Lord Baltimore, I will always give him props because at the end of the day, he was a great co-host. He could be the straight guy. He could be the guy who had that dry humor that came in right on time. He would always say things to completely shock us. He was very responsible when it came to, well, in the beginning, he was very responsible when it came to the show because he would really, really, I mean, I could have a conversation with him and say, oh, I think this, this, and that. Next thing I know, we'd be, you know, he helped me make that happen. And it was a great, great you know, in the beginning it was so great, and it was just
well, and
so
I think that's what kind of did it.
Yeah.
When he goes into something, he gives 110%.
Yeah.
And I think he just burned himself out because he really did, you know, like that for him, you know, like that was kind of what he did and that's all he did. And I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's hard. I mean, there's still days where I'm like, I don't want to do this. Like,
right.
I'm tired. I just want to go to bed. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the end of the day, like, I'm trying to do something. I see the goal and I want to hit that goal. And we're so close and we're
yep.
there. You know, we've got 100,000 listeners, you know, so it's amazing. So, you know, it's grown. I'm glad I kind of stuck it out because it turned out to be an amazing, great adventure. And, you know, like, now it's time to get that money. So this is the golden time. So I'm excited, you know. But I would really, I'm kind of curious. I can't wait for Katrina to come back because I want to find out about this bitch's chones and see where they've been and whose bedroom they've been in because I know her chones have been all over Vegas. I was about
mm-hmm.
to say New York, and then I'm like, no, she doesn't live in New York. Where the hell does this bitch live? I really couldn't remember. It was a little traumatic. Just
I know. I know. It's going to be interesting to hear from Katrina, and it's going to be very interesting when she hears about all of this because this is pretty, pretty interesting stuff.
I know. She's going to lose her mind. She's going to lose it.
She's not
going to
lose
like,
it because, I mean, I didn't, when you text me, yesterday, and go, guess who I text? I was like, I wish I would have had a camera on my face because it was like, what the fuck? Like, I read it, and I was like half asleep, half awake, in a coma, lack of sleep, full exhaustion. I mean, I literally was shut down yesterday. I could not think. I had a headache. I was nauseous. I was so exhausted. And I just looked at that thing and was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I didn't know whether to laugh or to, like, take my chin off of the ground. I had to, like, check for saliva because my mouth had fallen open.
These are the things that happen when you leave me to my own devices at night.
Oh, my God.
And the sad thing is, you know, each night this week, like Wednesday, I was like ready to do the show. I had shit to talk about. I was like on one. I could feel myself building up the energy. And then you were like, girl, no. I was like, shit. And then Thursday, I'm like, ready to go. And then you were like, no. I'm like, shit. Like, it kept killing me because I'm like, no. And then tonight comes
why
and I'm
like.
Why
didn't you do the show with Daisy or somebody? Like, why
didn't
you do
because it was
Katrina?
So, like, and it's just not the same without you. And, you know, like, you know, and it's nice for me to have that little break and a little rest because it does, it's a lot, you know, to do it 5 nights a week. It gets a little tiring. And the thing is I really do believe that we have
really
great.
Me.
I feel, yes, I do. We have really great past episodes that I feel like if I enjoy listening to them, like, because I haven't, you know, we haven't played this stuff in a year or whatever. You know, I really feel like we have it and we need to utilize it. And the fact of the matter is any show that you watch or listen to, Howard Stern, like, they'll take weeks off on end, and it's just, you know, encore. So, I feel like, you know, everybody kind of needs a recharge at some point, and it's all right.
Oh, Lord, did I ever. Oh, my goodness. Man, did I ever.
I know. You sounded like death. I didn't know how the hell. Ooh, girl, you know what I just found?
What?
I'm in my closet. I know, ironic, the gay man's in the closet. Because I'm going between the rooms with the computer. It's the tequila that Madison got you as the benefit that you left here.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I
hid it in my closet because of the foster kid.
Oh, my God.
In
so
case
you
if
know
I
you
ever
gotta
need...
drink, you got to drink some of that. Like, tonight is a night for a tequila shot. Because
I can't, but oh, my God. That just reminded me. I went down and had a sandwich, and I don't know that I ever took my pill.
Well, maybe you should go count your pills, Jeffrey.
I can't at this point.
Jeffrey is on major antibiotics. He was deathly ill last week. Oh, my gosh. Last weekend was rough for my Jeffy. It was not a good look.
Okay. You want to know what's even kind of goofier about that bottle of tequila? It's that sat in the room you stayed in up until, like, 2-3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Like, it, where you left it, on the dresser, that's where it's been parked. I picked it up and dusted it and left it in the room just in case you came back. But here's the thing. That room was going to go to our foster kid, who's not coming anymore. But so, like, we had showed her the room, and, like, one of the things were, you know, being a foster kid, like, we weren't really trying to have alcohol in the house. Whatever. Well, I didn't even realize till, like, the third or fourth time, like, that that bottle was still in there.
Wow.
So, like, one day I, like, yanked that shit out. I was like, Joe, good Lord. Like, how dumb are we? Like, there's just a bottle of booze chilling in a room with a 17-year-old. Like, this is great.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm
yeah.
surprised you didn't get your license revoked at that point.
I'm telling you.
That was a welcome present. That was a welcome gift.
Yeah, welcome. Let's do a shot.
Come on in, girl. Oh, man. Well, okay,
yeah.
I don't know if you heard in the news that our favorite redhead, other than Lucy, Miss Lindsay Lohan, you know, she's doing, like, anger management because, you know, what's his name? Charlie Sheen gave her a job. You know, she hasn't quite yet went to her lockdown rehab facility. And this week, she decided to go out to the club because, you know, she can't go a whole week without clubbing. So she decided to take some shoes, some pants, some earrings, a necklace, and a few other things from the wardrobe department. Why did the bitch return them? She stole them out of the wardrobe department. Like, who steals that much? Why does she steal so much, Jeffrey?
Because she's whacked.
Like, who's that entitled that they go, you know what, I need some to wear. Let me just go up in here and grab this. Like, she's been accused of stealing someone's coat. I don't know if you remember this. Remember she was at a club? One of her friends had a fur coat, like a really expensive fur coat. Took the coat off because it was hot in the club. Then they go back to get the coat, and Lindsay put the coat on, walked out of the club, and she goes, she stole my coat. And Lindsay's like, I never took it. Then, of course, paparazzi have her leaving the club with the fur coat on. You know, and then it mysteriously got returned. Of course, she stole the necklace from the jewelry store and went to court and, you know, got in lots of trouble for that. And like, she just can't stop stealing. What is that? Who does that? Who steals like that? Have you ever known a thief like this?
No.
No? I mean, I would think, you know, maybe she
oh, I'm sorry. That was, like, really bad. I was just like, no.
No. You're like, I got nothing for you, girl. I got nothing for you.
I'm sorry about that. I'm confused because I just downloaded and installed all this, and I'm like, oh, it's something simple that I don't have to pay attention to. And it, like, did all its thing, and now I can't find it. I don't know where it is on my computer. Like, what the f- Bungool, like, I'm just trying to make things for the show. This son of a bitch.
You can like, search your hard drive. All you gotta do is
I don't know how to do this shit. I don't know why. I got problems.
Jeffrey, send me the program, what it is. I'll download it, and I will work on it.
Honey, you just go free trial of Adobe Photoshop, boo-boo.
Okay.
We can get
I've
that shit
Photoshop
for free.
I got Photoshop somewhere. I just need to send it to you.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a year. I've given up on that shit, bitch.
I know, but I keep forgetting. Like, I've got a couple different versions of Photoshop. I promise. I don't know, Jeffy.
I don't know how to do it. Like, I don't know why I can't open it. I just don't understand.
You know what? I'm challenged like that as well. Like,
like, this is why I can't work with computer shit, because I get so pissed off and I get so frustrated that I just want to punch the monitor. So, you know, this is why, like, years ago I had, like, crap, you know, like, editing software. Even when we first started the show, like, with, like, the Audacity and editing the audio clips, like, I'm like, no. Like, this is not a good look.
Right. Right. Well, do you want to hear something funny?
Yes, girl.
You
tell me
hear something
funny.
Like, this
it's only 9:29, and I feel like we've talked for 3 hours.
I know, right? No, I'm going to tell you something funny. I need you to sit down because you're really going to laugh at this. Why today, remember, I think it was last week, I put, I kind of just was, I left to my own devices. Jeffrey was ill, and I kind of just on Facebook, on my fan page, was like, hey, guys, normally, you know, we'll sell pictures, $20, $30, you know, especially some of the limited edition pictures. Well, I have some pictures left over from Lexington, so I decided, you know what, I'm going to do a special. I'm going to do something for my fans. You know, they've been so supportive. They've been so great. So I was like, today only, you can buy a picture. And I put it for $10. Like, I mean, my prints are, it's like the shipping and with the cost of the prints, I mean, it's like I'm giving you these pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got a lot of orders, like a lot of orders. So I, you know, was like, okay, let me start packaging them up and start getting them together. And of course, when you have a lot of orders, it's a lot of work to package these things. Like, you got to get the envelopes, you got to put them in, you got to put something, you know, sturdy in there so it doesn't bend. I mean, it's a lot of freaking work. I got to go up and look up all the addresses, double check them, go to the post office, buy the phone. I mean, it's like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I get an email today from PayPal that someone filed a claim? Now, mind you, it hasn't even been a week. I think today was a week from the time that they ordered. Now, usually when you order something online, it can be a week to 2 weeks. Now, I had a lot of orders to process, so it's just little old me. And I've been trying my hardest to get everything processed and shipped accordingly. Why did I get a claim from someone who bought a $10 picture and, like, put a claim on it to where, like, they had to, like, go into PayPal and, like, file some kind of complaint.
What?
And so then I email them. I email them directly, and I'm like, look, dude, what's the deal? I said, you know, normally when people order stuff, it takes anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks. I mean, your stuff got mailed this week. What's the problem? You'll get it in a day or two. Oh, sorry. I thought it was your manager or somebody sending it. Now, this is the thing. Whether it is
what?
My manager or somebody sending, you can't wait. Like, it's not even been a week. Are you supposed? You want me to, like, FedEx this shit to you? Like, it's a $10 picture, homeboy. Like, calm yourself down. Like, yes. Yes. And someone told me to, like, email right away and say, what's the problem? You know, your thing actually is getting mailed tomorrow, but, you know, it takes a minute to get all these orders together. Sorry.
Oh, see, you are way too nice because you know what I would have done, right?
What? Tell me.
I would have straight emailed the motherfucker and been like, here's your money back. You ain't getting my photos. Let me delete you from my page because that's fucked up. You thought it was my manager who took a week? Kiss my ass. See, I can't handle that shit. I want that person's name because, never mind, I'm just going to go in the paper and get it my damn self. Motherfuckers on my shit list.
Everybody else has been very patient. And I think originally when this person placed their order, they didn't even tell me which picture they wanted. Like, I was like, okay, well, what picture do you want? And, you know, because there's like 10 pictures. And so I was like, okay, great. You know, and I'm just like, I was shocked. I was bewildered. And I was like, well, can you remove the claim off of my account? Like really? Like, you went to that extent? Like, it's like, I can't believe, like, we've had more issues with my fan friends. This, like, these every week somebody's doing something that's, like, so outlandish. Like, I'm just like, I'm trying to do a nice thing here.
Right, the people that can't get to conventions can get photos.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's like that type of shit, like over a week. Like, are you kidding? And you're like, 2 weeks. I'm like, no, when you order something offline, it can take 4 to 6 weeks. Like, there was somebody that had messaged, they'd ordered a photo like March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
That shit just got dropped in the mail the other day. Like, it's just the way it is. Like, we have to wait for photos.
I don't think people realize. Yeah, I don't think they realize. Like, there's a process and there's a lot of orders. Like, there's a lot of work that goes into getting it out and getting it to you. Like, we're not trying to delay it just because we are just
like ain't got shit better to do.
We really want you to get your stuff so we can be like, okay, check, check.
Oh, I just got straight called out in the chat room. Jennifer Mahal and Jeff took 2 months for mine, and I didn't complain.
See? And we swear. We really try to get it done quicker. We try, guys. We do. It's just tough. There's a lot going on. Like, we're hosting radio shows and producing radio shows, and we're traveling, and we're going to conventions, and we're sick, and we're exhausted, and I'm doing photo shoots, and I mean, it's like there's really not enough hours in a day. I need someone to learn how to clone so that I can get clones real quick, because I need two of me.
Mm-hmm. I cannot believe you didn't tell me about this, because I had a straight rip this person a new asshole. Like, I'm so pissed right now, it's not even funny.
I almost told you, like, I almost sent it to you. And I was like, let me just handle this myself.
You bitch.
Let me just handle this myself. Well, because I already knew, like, I think it was around the time that you had, I don't know what time it was. No, I can't even say it. It was early this morning. Like, I don't know why I didn't even, I was just like, let me handle this myself. Oh, it would have just been another fire for you, fireman, to put out.
Well, if people stopped pissing me off, we wouldn't have this fucking problem, would we?
See? Goodness. Goodness. Cray, cray.
Okay, seriously? Yeah. I fucking don't like Photoshop. Like, it might as well be Greek to me because I got nothing.
You don't know how to do it?
No, like... It's all confusing. I tried to, like, put a photo in to see if I could, like, edit your face or whatever, make it funny, and, like, send it out during the show, you know? To be like, look what I did to Karen.
God, yeah. You're, like, ugly.
And I can't do anything. I can't even put a photo in here. I'm like, well, can I? Let me see if I can make a logo for the show. Nothing. I can't do nothing.
God don't like ugly.
God don't like me, bitch. Let's just be honest, okay?
He loves you, actually. He loves you a lot.
No. Mm-mm.
He just doesn't like your bad behavior. He likes you. What are you talking about? Let's have this discussion.
I gotta poop. I gotta go.
See how he avoids it, guys? He avoids it. He's pulling a Lord Voldemort, avoiding the situation.
This is a man. Why don't this shit work for me?
I've got to send you Adobe Lightroom. It is so much easier to work with than Photoshop. You know what you can do, though? I will tell you this. You can go on YouTube. YouTube has everything. You can say... How do I upload a picture in Adobe Photoshop? And literally, it'll pop, like, there'll be eight
videos.
No,
there's help videos, but I just can't watch them now. But I'm like, you know, I just need to play with it. I need to be a big boy and try to figure this shit out.
I'm telling you, though, it's actually better when you, the people who make the videos, it sometimes it's better because they will speak in, like, you know, layman's terms. Like, they kind of go, okay, I'm a normal person. This is how I do it. Blah, 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 blah. You know? So, usually, for me, it's easier. The YouTube video is easier. That's just me, though. That's just
me. Well,
and
then here's the thing. I can't even find where I put the damn photos on the computer. Because they all went to a weird place.
It's not Photoshop. It's not God. It's you.
Like, I don't know what's happening.
You're challenged. You need to go take a computer class before you start to try to run the show.
You know what's screwed up? The most fucked up thing in the world is this, okay? I used to teach people how to run computers. Like, I could actually take computers apart, put them back together, knew the systems inside and out. I could do it all. Like, in school, you know, because when I was growing up, like, computers were still kind of new. I could do it all. I'm like, how do you turn it on? I don't know. You know, like, I literally couldn't work an iPod before the summer. when I got my iPhone. Like, I couldn't work an iPod. I didn't know how to turn it on, shut it off, nothing. You know? Like,
well, you know, so what? Technology's changed. Like, I mean, computers from back in the day, it's computers now. Like, every year, I got my new computer this year, and literally, I didn't know how to use it. Like, I was like, Windows 8? What is this? What is this? Like, Windows 8 threw me for a loop for about 30 minutes. And then I finally could figure it out. But it literally, like, technology goes way too fast now, and it's just, it changes way too much, and it's like unnecessary changes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I get it. I get what you're saying. Like, it's just, it ain't nice. It don't play nice. Technology doesn't play nice.
No, it really doesn't, and I'm so frustrated over here. That I just really want to start punching shit again because I can't find any fucking. I don't know how to work this, and it's making me mad.
Oh,
like,
no.
And this is where I need to call Lord Voldemort and be like, "How do I do this?" Because he
See,
will
now,
walk
now
me
your
through.
Friendship, your friendship's mended. Do it.
I know because he will walk me through how to do it, and then I'll be fine.
And he will feel empowered. You will feel happy because now you know how to do it. I say this is the bridge, Jeffrey. Take the bridge.
I just want
to
punch kittens.
Are you open to bridge the gap?
I really just would like to punch kittens. I'm so pissed.
Punch kittens? Like baby kittens?
Yes. Yes.
It's for me.
Like I'm that mad. I could punch kittens.
What he says and his views are not the views of Uncensored Radio. So do not write us. Do not call us. These are his ideas and his ideas alone. We love kittens. We love animals. Thank you.
Oh, you are so full of shit.
Who, me or the computer?
You.
James. Where's James?
I know. Where's Lips?
I'm here.
See, this is the thing. You need to move to New York, because then you can help him with all of this stuff, Jeff Lips. When are you moving?
Well, my goal was to actually move to California by the end of the year.
What? Where does this goal come into place? I heard you talking about that the other day.
Yeah, and you told me I was a mama's boy and I wasn't going to ever leave Missouri.
Well, it's kind of true.
Was that my vote of confidence? I apologize for not embracing your ideas, your adventure, and your goal to do that. I think you can do it, Jeff. I think you can do it, James. I really do.
I love how she called me you.
So you're going to move to L.A. at the end of the year. Okay.
That is my goal.
That's your goal. I'm surprised you picked L.A. because at one point it was like Auburn, at another point it was like Vegas, and now it's L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Well, I plan on going to Vegas for my birthday
mm-hmm.
in July. And
mm-hmm.
I plan on, this is my year of traveling apparently because, you know, I'm doing the conventions with you in August.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're so busy in August.
It's preparing, oh God, we are. And it's preparing me for a move to Los Angeles. My goal has always been, like, I've always wanted to move to L.A. And even if
mm-hmm.
I don't live there my whole life, I want to at least say that I lived there for a while. So
mm-hmm.
that's my goal.
Okay. Well, I think that's a great goal. I think it's a wonderful, you know, a wonderful, wonderful goal. Now, you know, L.A. is not an easy place to live, and the cost of living is extremely high. So,
I know. That's why I'm going to have two jobs on top of Uncensored Radio. And
oh,
I might be sleeping on your couch, just saying.
Ain't going to happen.
Just saying.
She don't let people sleep on her couch. She's a witch. When it comes to that, she is not the one. Mm-mm.
Why? Why am I a witch?
She said what?
I need to know. I need to know why that is a bad thing. Why am I a witch?
You're not. But you just, you ain't like, you don't play like that with your friends.
don't play like that with my family. They just friends. Like, we had every niece and nephew at some point in our life ask us to come move with us. Like, you know, the word got out. We had, you know, me and my boyfriend first, got together. We had a one bedroom. Like, we just kind of were cramped and it was bad. But, like, 6 months later, we were like, okay, we can't take it anymore. We got a bigger place. We got a two-bedroom. And ever since we did that, every single niece and nephew has said, can I live with you? I have problems. I've got this. I've got that. And we've told every single one of them no.
You are such...
And it's not because we're mean. It's just that we're, like, we feel like... We signed up to be together, and it's like, you don't, like, with family, they will say, oh, I'm only going to be there for a month, and then they're there for 2 years. You know, we obviously, I mean, it's just one of those things where we kind of, we like just he and I, and we're not apologetic about that. We're like, it's just me and him. Until we have a baby, it's just me and him. We have babies. I know. I mean, maybe is that wrong? You can be honest. You can be honest. I can take it.
What, that you haven't had babies?
No, that we don't allow anybody to live with us.
I think it's kind of bitchy. Well, no. Okay, I shouldn't say bitchy, but I feel like if one of your family members call and they really got fucking, they're down and out, and you're like, no, I'm like, that's kind of asshole-ish.
Well, you know what we'd probably do? We'd probably, we'd help them get an apartment before we let them live with us.
You know, girl, I cannot relate to any of this. Like, I think
that's,
you got problems.
You can say whatever you want to say. I'm not going to have, my feelings won't be hurt.
I think you're just mean.
There is, like, dead silence on the phone. Like, James, you can chime in at
you know
point.
What? You know what? I will chime in on this because I agree with Karen to an
extent.
Oh,
you do
that.
You can't say shit. You live at home with your mother. Shut up.
Okay, that's a little bit different. But when
his
it comes to my,
came
like,
out,
my
he came out
family,
of his mother's womb.
But if it were my family, like my extended family, like we've had family live with us before, and situations have been. I would never do that. I could not have someone in my family come stay with me. Like, it would have to be my mom.
Mm-hmm.
My mom has that option. Like, she could live with me, my sister, and my nieces and nephews would always have a place. But, like, no one else in my extended family, not my cousins, maybe one or two, but none of the rest of my cousins. I have over, like, 27 cousins and
mm-hmm.
you know, 22nd cousins and all that stuff. And they all got their own drama. They all got their own lives. I don't need their problems being brought into my home. You know,
right.
It's whatever.
Listen to this bitch.
Well, no, because we've talked about it at length, and we said that the moms and dads are the exception to the rule. Obviously, if they ever got sick, if anything ever happened, they could come, no question, boom, boom, boom. Now, brothers and sisters, we've got quite a number, but I've got 5 sisters and a brother. We obviously, if they were going to be homeless, they could stay with us. But it would have to be a case of no return. To me, the way that it went down for me when I was, a teenager, I moved out really young. I had to, like, figure it out, you know. I had to, you know, figure out my life. And I wasn't on a TV show my whole life. You guys know Power Rangers was a long time ago. I have still had to figure it out. So I feel like... You know, with my nieces and my nephews, I feel like they've got to figure it out. They got, like, this is the thing. These people are having sex. These people are doing their thing. Like, I'm really not going to have anybody up in my house having sex but me.
Oh!
I'm being honest. Like, I just really think if you're grown enough to have sex, you're grown enough to do this, you're grown enough to have kids, you're grown enough to talk shit, then you got to live on your own.
Well,
I agree with that.
The peanut gallery is quiet.
I agree with you.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate. Well, I that's great. But like, Jeffrey is the type. He would let the whole state of Auburn live in his house if they needed to.
Well, I think you just got problems.
I do have problems. I don't even say that my way is right. I don't even say that. I just don't understand it.
I could understand, like, whatever, you know, I'm getting sick of it, because Lord knows I've been used and abused when it comes to people living with me. You know, so I'm not really trying to do that like I used to could. But it's like, I don't know, like, like, I feel like if somebody's trying to come to L.A. and, like, make it happen, like, what's a couple months?
I would help James. I would help find him a roommate. I would help him in any way that I could. I'd make sure he had a job. I would make sure everything. Like, I wouldn't leave him hanging. I would help him. I actually have a nephew who wants to move here next year, James, and, I mean, you two could be great roommates, I think. I think you would be able to, because he's calm, you're calm, and I think it would be good. And you're both, you know, you both would go to the same nightclub, so I just put it out there like that. So you'd be best friends. Like, seriously, like, you'd
point
be road
taken.
Dog.
Got
huh?
you. Point taken.
No, seriously, like, he just sent me a text the other day. He goes, this is my plan, this is my goal, this is what I'm going to do. And I was like, I think it's great. I think it's a good goal to have. I think you know what you got to do, because we've had this conversation before for him to want to move here. And I said, you know what you got to do. And he was like, yep. And so he's, like, so mentally prepared for it. But I think it would be great. Like, I totally was like, you know, and he was like, start finding me a roomie. So there you go. I got your roomie.
All right. No problem. We'll be good.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not an asshole, Jeffrey, but come on.
kind of.
He's like, kind of.
I'm getting the idea that you're trying to play matchmaker again.
Oh, no. I would never do that, because that's I just think. No, I wouldn't, because I think, like, that's on you. No, he's got a
no, no, that's not you.
No, because remember how I always say, I only introduce people as friends. I ain't trying to play match maker. He actually has a significant other that will probably be moving too, but it's like, it's tough to get started here. So, I mean, literally, y'all could figure it out. Three is better than two. Like, I think three heads are better than one. Two is better than one. Like, it's like that kind of situation. L.A. is tough. It's tough. It's a hard, hard road to make it here in L.A. It is not easy.
No, it's not. That's why I ain't trying to move there.
But you never know, James. What if we had, you know, our big deal, you know, we got everything worked out. We were good to go. You know, it might be easier.
Probably not.
Why? Probably not.
No, you know, I like where I'm at. So it's very difficult for me, because the thing is I don't want to live there. Like, I would like, I mean, now, let me explain it this way. If I had the dough and I was in a situation where I could go back and forth freely, then that would be different.
Mm-hmm.
But if
mm-hmm.
I ever felt like I was stuck there and I couldn't come back as much as I wanted or whatever, like, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if you did have it? Like, you were good. You were like, okay, good.
Yeah, if I could come back and forth as much as I wanted or whatever, yeah, I'd do it. Like, I'd have a house
the
there and a house
is,
here.
Jeff, you're eventually going to have to move to L.A. I keep trying to break this to you.
No, you're going to have to move here.
I'm not. There's nothing in Auburn. Why would we ever have to move to Auburn?
New York
There's
City.
No
does.
Reason to ever have to do that. Okay, Manhattan, maybe Manhattan, but that's not close. That's what? How many hours away?
I could still get there to work.
No, you couldn't. Can you imagine you're gonna drive a 4-hour drive every day?
No, I would come stay in the city with you during the week.
I don't have roommates. Sorry.
I'm not trying to be your roommate. I'm trying to sleep on your couch during the week while we're trying to make money.
I don't have couch mates. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Okay. Did you think this was optional?
Didn't we just have this conversation?
Yes, but I'm sorry. Oh, you didn't realize? Like, I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm exempt from that law. I don't know what to tell you.
You are not Viola. You are not my daddy. You are not
I want to see you pick my fat ass up
moms,
and remove me.
Moms and dads are the only exception to that rule, my friend.
Bitch, I ain't trying to come stay with you. You ain't got a bedroom for me.
Now I'm a bitch. He's so over me. James, he's so over me. Oh, well, we have 5 minutes left of the show. How much more can you take of me?
I don't know what it's so funny to... Girl, this has been a bad show. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what's wrong. Like, see, we missed two nights, and I felt like we're off one.
I feel like this has been a great show. This has been so entertaining for me. maybe that's why
mad.
I'm entertaining.
No, it's because you make me mad. You make me mad.
What
that's the problem.
Mad? Why do I make
mad?
You mad? What
you
did I do to make
face.
You mad? Why did I agitate your face? Tell me. Because
you're mean.
Why am I mean? I'm honest.
You're mean.
Karen Ashley's mean.
She ain't gonna come over and make me no chicken.
But why is that mean? How is that possibly mean? It's mean if I like. Well, I don't even know what's mean. At least I'm honest.
I don't even know what's mean.
I don't even know what's mean because I just. I don't know what's nice, and I don't know what's mean. I'm just a horrible person. I'll take it.
Okay, would you be horribly offended if I took your photo and photoshopped Katrina's breast onto your body?
I'm going to photoshop Lord Voldemort's penis on your forehead. How about that?
I'm fine. Hey, at least people will be like, damn.
What'd
you say,
James?
I know it's the evilness of Jeffrey. He said I'd make
it's
him mad, but now he's.
I'm not evil. Karen is.
Why am I evil? I'm honest. Honest isn't evil. Honest is honest.
You're not honest. You're mean.
What? Why am I mean?
You're so
why
mean.
Is it mean? Why is it mean? When I really just want to have, like, just me and my man live in my house.
Like, I just can't see how you could turn away your poor nephew who's just trying to come out and.
Because I know my nephew. My nephew currently lives with my sister and doesn't pay a lick of rent for the last year, and he works full time.
Oh.
He doesn't
well,
pay anything.
Different.
And, like, when his car breaks down, she helps him. When things happen, she
what?
Helps him. Like, yeah, it's like, you know, this is the thing. Like, he's a full-time hairstylist. He works at a really prestigious salon. So, for me, I'm like, you can't pay a cable bill? You can't pay, like, literally? Like, it's one of those things. I already know how this is going to end, and it's not going to be pretty.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay now,
that's a little
now
different.
Now am I mean
that's,
now? And I just
well,
feel
no,
like, so I, do, I also feel this. I also feel this. You know, someone who wants to go out, do their thing, live their life, does not want anyone to tell them what to do, does not want to say, hey, you know, this is our home, you know, don't be coming in at 3 in the morning or 5 in the morning, like, well, you know, respect the house. They don't. He doesn't want enough. Like he's not gonna want any kind of rules. He's actually okay with living on his own. You know, I'm not saying that when he gets here, he's not gonna probably sleep on my couch for 2 weeks or something. But that's pretty much the extent of it. Like it's not gonna
okay,
be.
Okay, so wait. What
no.
you're telling me though is you would let him come stay on your couch for 2 weeks.
It would be 2 weeks down to the day. I'd be like, here's your stuff. Literally. Like, I mean, I just feel like this. I really never got, I mean, it was like when I struck out on my own, when I knew everything in life, when I was that headstrong, the reason I could be that headstrong was because I backed it up with my actions. I did not need, you know, I made my life. I made my way. And I'm telling you, I wasn't on a TV show the whole time. I was on my own. There were times I didn't have anything, and I figured it out. you know. I had to grow up.
Well, don't you wish somebody was there to help you?
On that note, we'll end it back tomorrow.
No, bitch, tomorrow's Saturday.
No, well, me and Karen report for duty on Monday. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Oh, boy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Allison, Frodo, Shirley, Jennifer, Lashana, Heather, AMC. They're never afraid to speak their mind. AMC Press is one of a kind. AMC Press, new and views. AMC Press, new and views.
Well, this is AMC Press as always, and you know we're always on live. This is Frodo,
yes.
Tozu. We got Chris on the line. We got Ms. Heather creeping in. Allison's doing her thing. And
okay.
We're waiting on Shirley, who just showed up.
And
Janet, who should be coming here shortly.
And not fashionably late this time, so ha.
No, you don't. You're
darn.
You're,
I was hoping
well, guess
to
what?
Really
I'll
late.
Take that fashionably late title away. Thank you.
No, let's get down to our game plan for tonight's show.
Hold on. I think we should just have, before we get into our primary theme of tonight's show, which we're going to be dead serious, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is a subject that I think we really need to cover in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't.
I agree.
We have a lot of fun episodes. We always have fun on this show, but there's times when things need to happen and we need to take a more serious, somber tone.
Mm-hmm.
Nice that night.
Yeah.
You're right.
But before we do that, Heather.
Yes.
Don't you have something to say?
About what? The new blog that I'm working on?
Yeah.
Well, currently, I just shut down that page. Basically, I have a new blog, and it's going to be affiliated with AMC Press. But basically, it's going to be about fashion because I'm all about fashion. I love anything to do with fashion. Anything that's new or out there or I like, I'm going to be posting on this blog. It's called Beauty Beat. And the link is beauty, B-E-A, beauty, B-E-A-T-Z .wordpress.com.
Okay.
And the link is down in the chat room right now.
Okay.
There it is.
Yep. So before we really get started, I wanted to ask everyone that's in the call right now, who's been affected in any way by a suicide?
I know I have.
I have.
I haven't, however, there has been times in my life where there's been struggles and I was in the right mindset. So I thought about doing it, but I never did.
Yes,
I felt it wasn't worth it in my life. I felt there's been low times in my life. There's, just a lot.
I've actually tried it a couple times, but needless to say, it didn't work. But, so, Heather.
Yeah.
You found some interesting statistics about suicide.
Yes, I
go
did.
Ahead.
It's on save.org suicide path. I'm just going to read off a few of them.
I say read them all. Read them all.
Read them all?
Yep.
There's like maybe 20 statistics here. Okay. Suicide takes the lives of nearly 30,000 Americans every year. Many who attempt suicide never seek professional help. There are twice as many deaths due to suicide than HIV or AIDS. Between 1952 and 1995, suicide in young adults nearly tripled. Over half
wow.
of all... What?
I said, wow.
I believe that.
Over half of all suicides occur in adult men aged 25 to 65.
Uh-oh, I better be careful.
In the month prior to their suicide, 75% of elderly persons had visited a physician. Suicide rates in the United States are highest in the spring. Over half of all suicides are completed with a firearm. For young people, 15 to 24 years old, suicide is the third leading cause of death. Suicide rates among the elderly are highest for those who are divorced or widowed. 80% of people that seek treatment for depression are treated successfully. 15% of those who are clinically depressed die by suicide. There are an estimated 825 attempted suicides to one completion. The highest suicide rate is among men over 85 years old, 65 per 100,000 persons. 1 in 65,000 children aged 10 to 14 commit suicide each year. Substance abuse is a risk factor for suicide. The strongest risk factor for suicide is depression. By 2010, depression will be the number one disability in the world, as quoted by a World Health Organization. In 2004, 32,439 people died by suicide, according to the CDC. Suicide is the 11th leading cause of death in the U.S. Homicide is 15th, as quoted by the CDC. Suicide is the third leading cause of death for 15 to 24-year-old Americans, as quoted by the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
It is estimated that there are at least 4.5 million survivors in this country, as quoted by the AAS. An average of one person dies by suicide every 16.2 minutes, as quoted by the CDC and the AAS. There are four male suicides for every female suicide, as quoted by the CDC and the AAS. Research has shown medications and therapy to be effective suicide prevention. Suicide can be prevented through education and public awareness. Last year, SAVE educated 10,618 youth and parents on depression and suicide prevention. Last year, SAVE received 810 requests for information from 72 countries. In 2004, it is estimated there were 811,000 suicide attempts in the U.S., as quoted by the AAS. There are three female suicide attempts for each male attempt, as quoted by the CDC and the AAS. And according to the Violent Death Reporting System in 2004, 73% of suicides also tested positive for at least one substance, such as alcohol, cocaine, heroin, or marijuana.
Okay. So, those are some statistics. I do believe that, honestly, there is another segment of the population that's at risk. We do have Mike in here.
I'm going to
Hi.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Nothing much.
I'm going to tell you guys something. In my case, I lost my mother to suicide. She took two bottles of sleeping pills. And my sister, God bless her, I love her dearly. I believe it was 2 years ago, Toku Allison? Yeah, it was 2 years ago in January that she tried to take her own life. And I have to say this. Those who commit suicide, they think that they don't affect their family members. But I help with the mental health organization, and I talk to them every now and then, to those who survive suicide. And I have to say that sometimes I had contemplated myself that it might be an easier way out. But then I think, well, I'm here to help other people not do this. Why am I thinking about doing this? It sets off a chain reaction.
Well, and a lot of people go through it.
Yeah, you may not think that you may not think that your loved one will think about committing suicide after you do it. But you are very wrong. Those people cannot deal with losing their loved ones. So in order to think that they can rejoin their loved ones, they take their own lives.
And that's a sad situation because I know I have lost a lot of loved ones. I've been through a lot of pain and heartbreak in my life. However, I know I can't just say, okay, I'm giving up because I don't see it being, it goes against everything I believe in.
Yeah.
If I may, guys.
Sure.
I'm gonna discuss a very personal subject with everyone. And this is, I've told you guys this before. Mike, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to listen to this because you're going to, probably going to have tears after this one. For all the chat room people, I'm sorry, but I'm going to take a somber tone for a little bit. I think that I've mentioned before about my cousin's suicide.
Yes, you have. To me.
My cousin, in real life, my cousin Marissa committed suicide. I'm not going to go into the reasons behind it unless I already have in the past. Possible. But I'm going to go into, well, actually, I might as well go into the reasons behind it. Needless to say, the reason that my cousin committed suicide was because of her father, my uncle. He did things to her when she was a kid. And
it messed
her up pretty bad.
That's terrible.
And it is. I mean, I've gotten along really well with that side of the family. And honestly, there's reasons behind that. But the fact that my cousin killed herself over the idiot that is my uncle pisses me off. And I've said it before many times. If I ever meet my uncle in a dark alley, he's going to end up with a few broken bones because I'm not going to take it.
And violence doesn't help. Even though it's painful, violence doesn't really solve anything.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't really solve anything, I admit. I'm not a violent person normally, but in his case, I make a very specific exception because of what he's done to the family. And let's just say he's a piece of shit.
Well, I have to say that when my sister did what she did, she tried taking her medication all at once, and she tried to go to sleep. And all day long, I had a sinking suspicion in my stomach, and I called he's my ex-brother-in-law now. I called him, and I told him to go back to the house and check on her. All the doors were locked. The police had to break in the door, and they found her, luckily. Got her to the hospital, and as soon as I found out from my brother-in-law what happened, all I could think was, I'm so pissed right now. But a part of me knew that she had depression. She was very angry, and all I could think of was, there was a sense of relief there, because I was thinking, Well, she's going to get the help she needs now. When we got to the hospital, my aunt and I, all that anger, as soon as I saw her, it just melted away. And that was when I decided I wanted to help people that tried to commit suicide.
In two cases.
That's a very admirable thing, I have to say.
In two cases, from my side, 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, 2009, 2010, around that time, I don't remember, I have a personal friend of mine that I know in real life sent me a message on my PlayStation 3 telling me that he was going to commit suicide. And I immediately was shocked, and I said, why? And then he called me, and we started talking, and he said he was depressed and everything, and this and that going on, and et cetera. I'm like, dude, don't do this, man. Do not do this. And he said, I'm going to do it. I'm depressed. I got a lot of crap going on in my life. I was like, dude, don't do it. And he said, don't tell anyone. And I was like, dude, I'm going to have to tell somebody. And if I keep this a secret, I'm still going to get into trouble. And he said, no, you won't, dude. I'm like, dude, I will get into trouble for this. And this immediately brought me memories back when I was at my Bible study. My pastor talked about suicide, and he says, if you know someone's going to do it, you better contact authorities or family members to get them to stop this, because otherwise you will get into trouble for this. And then after that we hanged up. I called my pastor. I said, hey, this is what's going on. And I remembered from the Bible study, and he said, you better call someone. So I called my aunt and uncle, because they were the only ones that I could get a hold of. And so my uncle went ahead to take care of it, and I called my pastor and I said, hey, this is what's going on, it's being taken care of. And my uncle called me back and he said he took care of it, and my buddy said that he was sorry. I was like, it's all good, I'm just glad it's gotten taken care of. And number two, I don't remember, I'm not sure if you guys will remember this, but in 2011, I think, my step great grandpa committed suicide. He grabbed a gun and he shot himself in the chest. And when my great grandmother heard the shot, she walked into the bedroom and saw my grandpa fell down on the bed, and you know, and that was just basically it. And around that weekend, we were going to celebrate either my great grandmother's birthday or my step great grandfather's birthday. And that was the two stories where I've dealt suicide from other people. Yes. And my great grandmother called my house first to talk to my grandmother. I told her that my grandmother's gone. I believe she either went to work or took my sister or my brother to school. I don't remember which. And so my great-grandmother told me, and I was like, what? And then, you know, that was it. So.
Yeah, people say that memories like these fade over time. And it's been 10 years since my mother's suicide. It's very fresh in my mind still. I was on my way home from the day of a basketball tournament. I can still remember her going out, and she was very cheerful, something that was out of character for my mother. She came back home, and I was getting ready to leave for my basketball tournament. Came back and got my gloves because it was freezing out, and I had to go meet the bus and stand outside for 5 minutes. And she was sitting in her chair, which was by the front door of the house, and she was writing a note. She would not let me see what was on the note. She just said, you go on, I'll see you later. Well, all day long, I had knots in my stomach. I knew something was not right. Called my dad to go home. And sure enough, on our way back, the coach stopped our bus, had me get out, get in her car, and she didn't drive me home. She took me over to my grandmother's. And at the time, my grandmother and grandfather were down in Texas. They were what they called snowbirds. They went down there in the wintertime. And my aunt was trying to tell me oh, your mother had a heart attack. And I said, no, she didn't. Where's the note? The police officer came to the house and took him half an hour to find the note, which was on a table beside her chair. And as soon as he said, we found a note, I was out that door like a flash, and I had no clue where I was going to go. I just wanted to run. He found me later on at the park, and he pulled me to the side, asked me how I knew, and I told him I really didn't know. I just knew that she was what she was going to do.
Guys,
mm-hmm.
The reason that this episode came up is because of a music video I watched. It's called Five Finger Death Punch Coming Down. And I placed the video in the chat room. I would really like everyone to look at, watch it, and understand. It's a really hard-hitting video. Really good, really well-done video by Five Finger Death Punch. They do a lot of really good stuff. But there's four lines in the song that I really want everyone to pay very close attention to, because for AMC Press and all of you guys that are in the chat room and all of you that listen in, all of our fans, we want you to know this, okay? Here's the four lines I'm talking about. Is there anybody out there? Is there anyone who cares? Is there anybody listening? Will they hear my final prayers? I want you guys to know right now, if you ever, ever need to call into the show and discuss stuff like this, I don't care what our normal main subject is, okay, for the day. If you have to call in, if you need to talk to someone about something that might be going on, I want you guys to feel welcome. Don't be afraid. We're here for our fans. We're here for you guys. You know, the show wouldn't be here if it weren't for all of you that listen on demand and all of you that listen live. We would not be here. And therefore, to lose even one of you would be a huge loss to us, not just as the radio show, but as people knowing that you were our fan and you killed yourself for something, it would hurt us. It might even cause us to suspend the show for a few days in memory. So I just want everyone to know here, everyone is welcome to call in. And I bet you Allison and all you guys agree with me 100% when I say this. If you have an issue, that you need to discuss with us, we are here. And we do care. We do care. Thank you, Eyeshine. We do care about everyone. Okay? I appreciate you saying that because it's the truth. She says we do care. We really do. We do care about everyone here. And we don't want... I don't know. Personally, if I found out, and I'm just using an example, so don't think anything bad of this, but if I found out that Eyeshine fan killed herself, I don't know if I could continue this show. I really don't.
This whole time I thought Eyeshine was a dude. I'm just saying. Just to bring some humor into here at least, but I don't know. I'm just saying.
No. I'm serious. If I found any one of our hardcore fans, the people that listen in live, the people that listen in on demand every single time, were to kill themselves for some reason, I wouldn't be able to continue. I think Allison would understand that.
Oh, yeah, 110%. I'm...
Now, I know the music video that I posted may be a hard rock, heavy metal type of music, but it's not the music that we... that I care about. It's the visual, it's the image, it's the story behind the song. And like I said, is there anybody out there? Yes, there is. AMC Press is here. We care. Is there anyone who cares? Hell yes. We all do. Is there anybody listening? Call in. We'll listen. We'll help you. Will they hear your final prayers? They will not. If I have anything to say about it, they will not be your final prayer. And I think now's the time, the best time I can give to do one other aspect of this episode we've been discussing behind the scenes. We at AMC Press do not give very many endorsements. Not at all. The only endorsement we've ever given was for UCR, and the reason for that is due to the fact that they support us, and we support everything they do, so therefore, we give them our 110% support, and we ask all of our listeners to do the same thing. But, and this is a big but, I feel that we need to give one huge endorsement. There's a movie that's out on DVD right now. It's called Bully. Okay? This movie is really, really touching. It's about five teens, whatever, that are bullied. And it shows what ends up happening to them. Okay? And there's some that commit suicide. Me personally, I believe that movie should be part of every school curriculum. I don't care how young you are. I think learning not to bully people starts at a very young age. I personally think that second graders should watch it because it's that much of an impactful movie. Okay. But I'll tell you this right now. As a show, as a group, as a force in AMC Press, we're here. We've all had some kind of touch with suicide, except for Allison, but then again, she's had a lot of death and she's almost committed it. So we've all been touched. We've all been touched by suicide. And we all care. We all know how it is. We all care. And we're all here. So, again, the open invite is standing. If anyone has an issue that they need to bring to the table, anyone is about to kill themselves to end their own lives, call into our show. The number is 323-792-2996. And we will, whatever we're doing, whatever subject we're covering, I don't care. We will stop the subject, we'll bring you on the air, and we will help you. Do you guys agree?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
110%. I'm for it, because this is this is something you can't deny. This is something that impacts everyone. No matter if you try to, if you have tried to do it or just want to feel like you give up, I know I have faced a lot of depression. So it's very hard. There's days where I still go through it. I mean, and granted, I have a good support system, but there's times where that tends to fail too. And I can't stand, I don't see, there's times where the people I have in my life as friends, they're not really there. And, or they want to use me or whatever. And I can't, I'm not the type of person to just say, oh yeah, just walk all over me. No, this is not going to happen. I would rather say, okay, I'm going to do my best, and if people don't want to see me or understand me for who I am, I could just say, okay, bye-bye.
You know,
and I have done that, and I have done that quite a few times to people that I thought were my friends, and then they want to try to put me into situations where I'm not too fond of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard, since I'm 22, I have Asperger's syndrome. People judge me. They judge a book by its cover. It's very hard. I'm the type of person, if you don't understand what people go through with disabilities, you really have no right to speak on behalf of those with disabilities. Because you might have the tools to help the people, but there's a point in time where it could be considered as, okay, you're a doctor, you're this, you haven't been on that other side where people do suffer from different mental illnesses and learning disabilities. People get picked on.
And that is something that I really hate too. Mental Health Association, the people that are supposed to, quote unquote, help the clients and everything, they see other clients trying themselves to help those clients that are in pain because they know where they're coming from. And those quote-unquote specialists say, tell us, oh, you don't know where they're coming from. Why don't you just go do something else? Excuse us. You may be a specialist, but have you ever walked in those person's shoes? Have you ever lost somebody to suicide? Have you ever witnessed somebody trying to commit suicide? If you haven't, then you're not really a specialist in that sort of thing as a client is.
And honestly, I do gotta say, we, us at AMC Press, we do one thing unique for UCR on our show, and that's the fact that most of us on AMC Press have a mental illness of some kind, a mental disability of some kind, or a disability even. I'm not even going to say mental. Just some kind of barrier to, and I use very, very loose quotes when I say this, a barrier to normality. Okay? And as much as the professionals try and say, oh, we understand, you can't understand. You can never understand 100% what a person who's depressed, what a person who has been hurt, what a person who goes through this shit feels. You can't, possibly. And the fact that you try and say that you do, the fact that you try and say, oh, I completely understand you. No, school does not teach you the emotions that go behind what happens in your head when you're thinking of committing suicide. School doesn't teach you that shit. School can never teach you that shit. You can't learn how a person feels before they pull the trigger, before they take the 40 sleeping pills. You know? You can't. You can't teach the emotion. You can only experience it. And I've been there. So when I heard my cousin committed suicide, it struck home harder than hell for me. My grandpa committed suicide. My great-grandfather committed suicide by jumping off of a bridge.
What?
I mean, yes.
Oh, Frodo, man, I'm sorry to hear that, dude.
Okay, you guys don't understand. No one that is a professional understands completely how it feels. Therefore, no professional, in my opinion, should try and say the phrase, "I know how you feel." You don't. Get in my position.
Mm-hmm.
Have that want. Have that will to commit to kill yourself.
Do those specialists that say that you understand, the psychiatrist, counselors, whatever, sure, you may have those special degrees, those pretty degrees that say your name and where you graduated from, that you may have a PhD or a whatever, bachelor's degree, whatever. You say that you understand because you have those degrees, but unless you really live these things, if you lost a family member to suicide, if you yourself contemplated suicide, then you don't know the hell you're talking about.
Exactly. So for that reason, we open our show for that, for this purpose. If anyone needs to talk, all they need to do is call in. And I'm sorry for being emotional on air.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a subject that touches me and my family very close. While I understand why my great-grandfather did it, because grandma, great-grandma was quite honestly a tyrant before she died, everyone blamed her for my great-grandfather's death.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand why my cousin committed it, because of what her father did. I do not condone it. I do not want anyone to go through it. And if our fans have any issues, you can call us. Do you have anything you want to add to this, Chris?
Well, I was just about to say that when I've had my own experience with it, when I was in eighth grade, I had a friend who actually, well, we weren't really very close friends, but we were definitely friends. He had committed suicide because of his home situation. He had a very turbulent home life, a very bad home life, and unfortunately he decided that the only way out would be to commit suicide. And I had known him since I was in second grade when I had first moved here, or moved to Arizona from New Jersey way back when. And to feel that, you know, losing someone that you've known for, you know, years in school, friends that you have made, and it is very hard. And honestly, you are right for that. There are not a lot of experts out there who can help how you feel when you experience something like that. Even if you're not the one who has that feeling, it's the person that you have lost. You really don't have experts. They can talk to you. They can try to, you know, help you through things. But you're right. They will actually never know how you truly feel. It's only you and the people around you who have known these people, who have been with these people, who have, you know, been
or have been in the same boat with suicide.
Or that, yes, it's true. And, you know, thank God the school that I was in at the time opened up a support group for all of us who had known him. And honestly, it did help. It did help talking about it. It did help trying to get through talking with people and, you know, letting those memories help us get over it. And honestly, it's even worse that when people have to go through that sort of thing, it does stay with them for a very long time. I mean, not everybody gets over that kind of stuff. You know, even with time, it stays with you no matter what. Honestly,
time does not heal those kinds of wounds.
Exactly.
No, they do not. No, it does not.
And I'm the type when, okay, I had severe depression. I know that the only way to keep myself from me feeling good is having the people around me. That's why those who are on Facebook with me, who are my friends, who I feel like I have every right to call those people I know online friends, because I hate to say it, those who are in my area really don't come around, and it's sad. And I was always considered to be a loner. Always the one where people may find me because of this, that, and the other. Bullied me to the point where there was days when I would go to school and get out of school when people bullied me.
Allison, I got a question for you. Did you ever sit by yourself at lunch all the time?
I had a few friends. I had enough friends to count on one hand. And there was times where it would always not be my friends that would do it. It would be other people. And those who think that they could belittle people, it does hurt. It does end up making people lose their sense of, oh, I actually matter. I'm here to help XYZ. I know with me being having AMC Press, I want to make it where there's no bullying. If people could come on from bottom, people could listen to this. People could enjoy this. People could just enjoy what we just thought.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a purpose on the show. We are not going to allow people to say, okay, your show sucks, this and the other, and belittle us, because I'm not going to allow it. I'm the type when I know I've been through stuff, I don't want to get back up. Doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter who's bringing me down, I will get back up, and I will say my feelings, and some people may not like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have told people that they weren't, that people in my life where they were like, okay, you should be doing X, Y, Z. It's like, really? Who says? You're not my parent. You're not my mom. You're not my dad. You're not blood. Null and void. It's like this statement is invalid.
Well, and quite honestly, until someone actually experiences the pain of wanting to kill themselves, until someone actually experiences the pain of a family member killing themselves,
mm-hmm.
they, like I said, you can't. I mean, I understand you got the degree, doctors. I understand it. But get where you're. Until you can actually say, yeah, I understand. I've been in your shoes. You can't say.
I think sometimes I have to, my honest opinion, like this may, is not the opinion of anyone else on AMC Press, has to be the doctors I went to. They put them to study new medication for my disability, and since I was misdiagnosed and everything. They didn't see the what it is, was doing for me as a kid, hindering me. It was to the point where some medicines were good, some were bad. I've been on a lot. There's times when I don't know what my body is doing. There's times where in the summer, and when we have our air conditioning, central air on, I'm in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. And I'm always cold. Guys, put your socks on that. And I'm not afraid to put myself under the bus. Because this is what I've been through. The doctors I had were, in my opinion, they should not have had their degrees. And I have taken psychology courses, and I know enough about medication. I know enough about how everything works. I could understand it. Granted, it was not in depth. It was like the foreground for taking more psychology classes than I would have if my school offered it for elective. I would have been that person to say, okay, I'm going to take these and continue on what I'm doing and no more. So then if I do end up getting mistreated or taken advantage of by a doctor, I could say, no, you're doing something very wrong.
There is a kid at my old school in Spring, Texas, Spring High School. I've forgotten this kid's name. I never met the dude. But it was later announced, on the intercom that this kid died, that he committed suicide, and that they lost a student to suicide. And several people that I've known personally and non-personally have known this kid. Pretty much everybody knew him. And what I found out was his girlfriend broke up with him. And after his girlfriend broke up with him, he went to to his favorite creek bed area, little river area, in a wooded place. I guess it's kind of known, but to my understanding, after when he went to that creek river area, he committed suicide by putting a gun to his head.
Okay, that's,
all because his girlfriend broke up with him.
And for those who think of one person matters, yes, people matter, but then when certain things happen and it's like your friend's situation or the person's situation, there's more fish in the sea. There's more people out there that could give them a chance.
I had a friend clear back in high school when we worked at Burger King. He never showed signs of depression. He was abused at home, as many of his close friends knew and everything. And one day when I came to school, one of my best friends came up to me and said that my other best friend had committed suicide. But we both knew it was false, especially with how abusive his father was. Because my friend, it was said that he had shot himself in the head. The thing was, my friend didn't know how to shoot a gun. Never touched a gun. His father had a gun cabinet that he kept locked. He never taught his son how to shoot a gun. And to this day, I won't believe he committed suicide. I saw his father the other day, and I want to, as much as I don't want to believe it, I have a feeling his father killed him.
I had a friend of mine, my brother's friend. This was on the 4th of July last year. No, wait, in 2011, I believe. I was at a friend's house watching over his dog because my neighbor-ish, friend-ish, asked me to watch his dog. And they went out camping somewhere, for fireworks on the 4th of July. One day, I just walk home after checking up on the dog. I see my sister sitting on the driveway crying and talking to somebody on the phone. I walked over asking what's going on. And she said, Matthew's my brother's read this for any children. I was like, what? I was like, no, no, you're lying, you're lying. And her former husband comes out of nowhere towards us. I look at him, and he shakes his head. I was like, dude, no, what happened? And then then rumors started to spread that he called his girlfriend up and expressed his love towards her, and then that he his girlfriend started lashing out at him, saying hurtful things to him, causing him to get depressed and shoot himself. But there were things that were said, and pretty much everybody found out about it. You know, word got out. But we later learned that it wasn't a suicide. What he did was he was in his grandpa's bar place drinking, and especially being a younger age, he was drinking, and he was holding his grandpa's gun, and he knew how to handle guns. So what we were thinking was is that while he was drinking, he was twisting the gun like RoboCop. Has anybody seen RoboCop?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, he was twisting his gun like RoboCop, and he lost his footing, and accidentally pulled the trigger and then shot himself in the head.
Ooh.
And we were later glad to know that it was not suicide. It was just a stupid accident.
Yeah, but that's still sad. That's very hard, especially
yes.
when people. When you know him, when you know the person, and you've been friends with them, or when you know people who've been friends with him, it's very hard. I don't know, I just am the type of person where I would rather say, we need, more people have to be aware of what bullying does, is bullying could also be one cause of people committing suicide, especially when they feel like they don't belong or they're not good enough, they're not the status quo, they're not the normal. And I believe in always trying to empower people. I'm always the one to say, you could do this. On AMC Press, WordPress.com, I always do a quote of the day. Very inspirational quote, motivational. When I always end up getting down or feeling like things don't matter, I redirect all that energy I had to something that is such inspirational quote, and just turns my day around. And I've been there. There's people who actually write on some of the posts and say, thank you, I helped brighten up their day, or the post brighten up their day. And all I think of is, this is what it's here to do. This is what is supposed to be.
Yeah.
It does not matter what you are, what you look like, where you're from. Know that people are here. We understand. We've been through it. One thing you could take away from this show is know that there's going to be people around for you. Granted, we're a radio show. We try to help people. We do our best. We want this to be something more, too. And
well,
please feel free to call in, too.
And this radio show, we have a lot of fun. We goof around. We do a lot of fun, crazy, zany things. Hell, Toku's rants, although a lot of them are serious, you know, a lot of people love them as a comedy, you know, even though I do get serious with them.
Mm-hmm.
But
and you make an impact. You make an
this
impact.
This show is here for the fans. This show is here because of you guys. And if you need to call in,
And if any of the fans have any suggestions on on-demand and on-demand fans and live fans, please send us an email. Please like our fan page and send us an email of a thought that you would like for a show. You could have the book.
Or join our group on Facebook. It's
very true.
Live the group, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That right there is our number one means of communication. You get in that group, you have a direct line to us, and we see every post that gets posted there. We read every single post that gets posted there. You may not know that we are, but we see, we do see everything.
And we do care. And this is one show we stand by our fans. We're not going to just say, hey, fans don't matter. Fans have helped us get to where we are, being a featured host.
If it weren't for our fan base that we have right now, we would not have our Friday show on Uncensored Radio that we have. We would not have the listeners that we have. We have, as of right now, and I'm going to pull it up as we speak. Last time I checked, at least we had over 20,000, but I'm pulling up the page right now. So, and my last internet connection's being a pain in the ass. Right now, we have over 25,000 listeners in total. If it were for you 25,000 people, and yes, this does count repeat, if it weren't for you 25,000 people who listen to our show, who talk to us, who communicate with us, who join in on our conversations, this show would not exist.
Right.
Yeah, and also one other thing, I'm sure I speak for everybody, that, you know, especially when it comes to crap like this, suicide and everything, and bullying. I mean, this is what we're highly against is bullying and bringing down other people's character.
And I say online and off, bullying of any kind.
I am
adamantly opposed to bullying in any way, shape, and form. If anyone bullies any of my friends, any of the fans, anyone, even UCR people, I will go ballistic.
Even though the UCR people can mainly stand for themselves, oh my gosh.
But, you know, we support them. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Chris, do you want to say anything before we end up tonight's show? Because we got about 2 minutes left.
Well, all I do have to say is that that's another reason why, you know, I've also had a lot of death in my family, a lot of trauma that's happened as well. And honestly, that's why I got into a lot of the stuff that I'm into, like video games, like toy collecting, as Frodo knows. I mean, this is what keeps me going. This is the kind of
same
stuff
here. Same here. And
my
I'm the same way, Chris. I am the same way.
Exactly. And, you know, when you have crappy days, when you're feeling absolutely down, when you're just feeling so miserable, like you don't want to deal anymore with it, this is why we do not only the radio show, we have our own hobbies that we do. We have our own, you know, our own interests and everything, and that's what helps us personally. And I think that's what people also need to realize, is that if there's somebody that you admire, if there's someone like us, that, you know, we may not be these huge celebrity people or whatnot, but we have fun stuff we do. We do cool stuff. We do wacky stuff. If you ever want to talk to us, by all means, contact us on Facebook.
If you're cool, I'm sure we would, and you're in the group and you want to add us as friends and you past our standards, if you would, if you're not a jerk, yeah, you could be our friend. You could be on our friends list if we allow it. And
all right.
And first, yeah.
I'm done.